All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Darren LeBrands, the CEO of Pure Gold. And Darren, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing very, very well. Now, literally, I know you just got off the plane. You came back from site. So first off, let's get a quick update on that. I know there were some wildfire issues that were going on near where your project is. So I'm glad everyone's safe. So tell me a little bit about what's going on and an update.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to be a story that's resonating across Canada right now. As you know, Northwest Ontario is no different. There's a couple of very large wildfires that set off in the border of, you know, kind of between the border of Ontario and Manitoba. And we've been watching those very closely. I got to, you know, give a shout out to the municipality for information sharing and the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forests in Ontario. They've done a fantastic job in kind of establishing fire breaks and putting in suppression systems and so forth to prepare for the, you know, the fire should have come our way. But the good news is that the winds have been quite favorable. It's been keeping it quite steady, and we've had some rainfall in the area recently as well. So the risk has really abated over the last several days. It's, you know, clearly something we're watching closely, but it seems to be holding its own and even reducing right now. So it seems to be going the right direction for us, Steve.
All right. Well, that's good news. I'm glad to report that. It's the latest on that. We also want to, you had a news release out recently talking about some production numbers. So I wanted to go through that with you as well. Are you happy with where you're at for production in the second quarter, Darren?
Well, we continue to improve, and I'm really happy to see the improvement that we're seeing month over month and quarter over quarter out at site as we ramp up to commercial production. We saw that improvement in the grade, particularly when you look at our stoping grade averaging, you know, 7 grams per ton. We're in line with our expectations for year one from our feasibility study. And the goal here is to continue to ramp up to 100% high grade feed and push that grade envelope further as we move into Q3 and Q4. So we're definitely very much on track with respect to our ramp up activities.
Yeah, you and I talked recently about the grades, and there was some concern a while ago because the grades were lower, but you were expecting that, right? And you can see the grades starting to go up is basically what you were telling everybody.
Yeah, no, that's correct. I mean, if you look at the deposit itself, it gets, you know, generally turns higher grade as we move deeper down into the deposit. So we always anticipated year one to be lower grade. As we were initially mining on kind of the boundaries, if you will, of our reserves, we went through some lower grade stopes, and now we're, you know, more in the heart of the deposit. We're seeing high grades in both our mechanized cut and fill stopes and our long hole stopes. And importantly, in this, I think from my perspective is a really important consideration, is it's reconciling extremely well with the reserves. So we're getting what we expect to see when we come through these stoping areas.
Okay. I also want to get a quick update if I can on the underground drilling part of it. How's that going?
It's going fantastic. We've really ramped up our drilling underground. We've got, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 rigs turning it at any given time. Really, the focus right now is targeting the next 6 months of production, looking at, you know, in some cases, what I would call infill or delineation drilling, just give us a better understanding of the geometry for those stopes that we're going to mine using, you know, the more productive long hole mining technique. We're also stepping out on those, and we released some fantastic results on extensional drilling as well, looking to kind of expand the reserves as well in close proximity to our development. So, I mean, that's going really well and really highlights and confirms the high grade nature of our deposit.
Okay. And lastly, we should get an update on 8 Zone as well. Just remind everyone about that and what's been going on there.
8 Zone is, you know, clearly an exciting part of our story. It's a small portion of it sits within our reserves. I think in indicated resources, we've got about 300,000 ounces that runs, you know, close to 20 grams per ton. So it's clearly a special part of the deposit. It sits a little bit deeper down, and a real priority for us is driving our main ramp down towards the 8 Zone so we can, you know, benefit from mining of that high grade part of the deposit, but also expanding it. And so we have just mobilized a contractor that'll be solely focused on driving that ramp. We are ahead of schedule. So, you know, we're about 8 months ahead of schedule with respect to our feasibility study in terms of reaching the 8 Zone. And importantly, we're getting deep enough now to set ourselves up to start drilling from underground. So I would say stay tuned, you know, in the second half of this year as we start building out the access for that and start drilling the 8 Zone. I think it's going to be a really exciting time.
Okay. And last question, Darren, that is, you know, you and I have been talking for quite some time about the story of Pure Gold and getting to the point where we're actually pouring gold, obviously, but also the fact that there's so much development and exploration that you're doing there as well. It really is a story that has a beginning, but certainly not even close to an end.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we talk about our growth story just beginning, and this truly is just the beginning. You know, we're on the cusp of commercial production here, cash flow generation, and really the big picture here is that exploration potential. When you look at a deposit that spans 7 kilometers. We have multiple discoveries outside of our reserves, and we've defined it down to about a kilometer depth. We've got intercepts down to 2+ kilometers. This is a story that will continue for a very, very long time. So we're really excited about that.
Well, I really appreciate the update, Darren. Thanks very much. And hope you and the crew stay safe, obviously, with the wildfire situation. Sounds like it's going the right way, which is always good news. So good to see you again. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. Darren LeBrands, the CEO of Pure Gold.